get your general observations about the results tonight.
Well, I was just grateful and overwhelmed by the large amount of support, getting almost 50% of the vote. Out of the box was really awesome, and it's really just a testament not just to me, but to all the supporters, people who worked with us from the beginning, neighbors, family, church family, prosecutors. It's just been a really awesome experience, and the people of Brazos County have just been great. From today all the way back to when we started, it was just, you know, we're with you, and, you know, whatever you need, we're there for support. So I'm just grateful and blessed to have, you know, the kind of support that I did.
What are the things that you are learning from your potential constituents as you've been campaigning?
I think that everybody that I've talked to kind of has the same feeling, that we live in a great community and we want to keep it a great community. And one of the things that makes it a great community is that we value keeping our community safe. So it's kind of the foundation for good schools, quality neighborhoods, and a thriving economic climate. And while a safe community doesn't create those things, it provides the foundation for those things. And so that's where, from what I'm hearing from the people, that the district attorney's office needs to be tough on crime, in the sense that we want to make sure our community is kept safe for not only my children, but for everybody's children that are in Bryan or College Station or out in the county, wherever they are. Everybody wants to have a safe community.
And apparently that's a message that's resonating.
Yeah, and we're very happy about that. And so my thing is, as a prosecutor, we like to make sure we keep things on the issues. And the issue for the district attorney's office is always keeping our community safe, and how do we best do that. And so that's what we're trying to tell when we talk to voters. That's what we're trying to tell them, and that's our message, and that's what we try to drive home, is that we are here to keep the community safe, and hope. And that's been resonating, and I'm grateful for that.
So what are the plans between now and the July 31st runoff?
Our plans are that we're just going to keep trying to earn the trust of the Brazos County voters. We're going out and talking to as many voters as possible, still going, getting in the courtroom and trying more cases and prosecuting more cases to make sure our community is kept safe, and just bringing the message and saying, here's what we plan to do. Here's why we are tough on crime. Here's why it's important that you have experience in certain areas, such as the death penalty, how to make that call, how to follow through with that call. Here's why you need experience with training new prosecutors, why that is so important as a district attorney. And that's basically what our plan is going forward, is we're going to keep trying to earn the trust of the community, and making sure that people understand that that's our only goal, is to make sure Brazos County is kept safe.
Have I missed anything?
I just want to say, I don't know if people listen, but I want to say thank you to everybody, whether it be neighbors or family or friends or people that we didn't even know, who came up and said, you know, you don't know me, but, you know, my friend was a victim of a crime, and you helped prosecute the case. I just want to say thank you to all those people who were supporters. I am really, truly blessed and overwhelmed. You can't really see that over the phone, but you guys just don't know how much this meant to myself and my family, and I really am blessed. This is really an awesome community.